Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. While he was Tsar of Russia, Peter the Great had his ambassador deliver a gift of fine caviar to Louis XV, King of France. When, with great ceremony, the young monarch tasted his first mouthful of the precious stuff, he became nauseated and promptly spit it out on the carpet at Versailles. These days, even a royal might think twice about such unmannerly behavior, for caviar is, as Inga Saffron notes in her detailed history of those fabulous fish eggs, the world's most coveted delicacy. Thus, as Rosso and Lukens, founders of Manhattan's celebrated Silver Palate, imply in one of their equally celebrated cookbooks, leftover caviar is practically an oxymoron. You can never have enough, especially on those occasions they identify as times when the movers and shakers must be dazzled, when laurels have been bestowed, when transitions must be acknowledged, and anniversaries celebrated. In short, when it's time to pull out all the stops. No wonder then, as James Beard remarked, the roe of the Russian mother sturgeon has probably been present at more important international affairs than have all the Russian dignitaries of history combined. Humans have been eating fish roe or egg since the beginning of time. Even wild animals, when devouring a fresh-caught fish, eat the eggs first. But for centuries, such fare was more likely to find its way to a pig's trough than a potentate's table. Not anymore, of course. And not anymore is the best caviar necessarily from Russia. Connoisseurs have discovered that many Midwestern river fish, not least of which is Missouri's paddlefish, yield caviar worthy even of Chicago's renowned Charlie Trotters. Talk about incredible edible eggs. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.